For more than a year, the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus has been fighting to bring more African-American-owned businesses into the state's new medical marijuana industry. Legislation aimed at doing that has passed the House of Delegates, and yesterday it was considered by the state Senate's Finance Committee. But WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that the hearing raised questions about the effects the proposed changes would have on the price of the drug.
The sponsors say the bill is about fairness, that it corrects the mistakes made when the Medical Cannabis Commission initially doled out licenses to grow, process, and dispense the drug. Legislative Black Caucus Chairwoman Cheryl Glenn says those licenses lacked racial diversity and were not adequately spread out across different parts of the state.
This bill will allow us to have additional licenses for the diversity aspect to be representative of the state of Maryland.
After it's amended, the bill is expected to add 6 growers and 10 processors to the existing licenses the law allows. But while the stated goal of the effort is diversity, many at the hearing made economic arguments. Charlie Mattingly runs Southern Maryland Relief, a dispensary in St. Mary's County. At Tuesday's hearing, he urged lawmakers to expand the number of growers.
There's currently 32 dispensaries that are open and are active. There's currently 14 growers that are growing. The growers currently are having a hard time supplying the current dispensaries that are up and operational.
It's basic supply and demand, he said. If there isn't enough marijuana to meet dispensaries' demand, the prices go up. And insurance companies are not required to cover the cost of the drug, leaving many patients, if not all, paying out of pocket. Mattingly said the problem is getting worse.
I'm being told that within another week, 30 more dispensaries are getting approved. That's going to mean a total of 60. So do the math, that's 50% of the current product that's available is going to be gone to them. What's going to happen when all 102 dispensaries are operational?
He said Maryland doesn't just need more growers, but specifically more growers in his part of the state.
I feel for some of the growers, like up in Hancock. They got to drive 3.5-4 hours, that's without traffic, to deliver to us. A lot of the growers, are some here today, that are really working with us to make sure that we do have product. But my fear is when these other dispensaries come online, I just don't think they're going to be able to help it.
But others at the hearing criticized the way the new licensees would be chosen. Ashley Colin Herr owns the dispensary Ash and Ember in Queen Anne's County. Part of the bill gives certain currently licensed growers preference in obtaining processing licenses. And that, she said, could raise prices for consumers.
Generally, monopolies aren't going to reduce costs. If there are only a couple vertically integrated companies, they're the ones that are going to survive. The other companies that are independent, like independent processors or other independents, aren't going to be able to survive because the growers aren't going to sell to them anymore.
The bill doesn't just increase the number of growers. It also caps them. Current law allows the Medical Cannabis Commission to license up to 15 growers before June 1, 2018. But after June 1st, the commission can license more growers to meet demand, with no limit. The proposed bill would increase the cap on growers to 21, but it removes the commission's ability to exceed that limit. Senator Brian Feldman, a member of the committee, asked why any cap is necessary.
You know, we're touting this as a medical product, and we don't limit the number of doctors in our state, the number of pharmacies.
Joe Bryce, a lobbyist representing the Maryland Wholesale Medical Cannabis Trade Association, argued that removing the cap would be unfair to existing growers.
If you then add a disordinate amount of licenses, you have completely changed the rules of the road on what that person's investment would have been had they known that this was coming down the line.
According to the Baltimore Sun, there are more than 27,000 medical cannabis patients in Maryland. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.